Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. A gentle inhalation, exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. The contraction. And the expansion. We can go for days or weeks without food or water, but only for moments without the breath. Just the chi, just the prana, just the life force that animates all of creation. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Let us be conscious and intentional as we take three deep breaths to settle in. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Let us bring our attention into our cave of our heart, the sanctuary of the soul. That organ that pumps and circulates our blood around our bodies. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes that we are consciously choosing to commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, the absolute mystery, God in us. Inhale. Hold. This morning I'm sharing with you Psalm 87 for Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mills. In the heavenly realm stands the city of light. The beloved welcomes all who come to its gate, all who have surrendered themselves to love. Glories await you. Within the citadel, within the city of light. Among those who enter are the humble and kind, those who reflect peace and radiate integrity, those who have faced darkness with love by their side. Prepare yourselves for the city of light, all you who hear, for the Most High reigns there in glory. Your name is written in the holy register. When you face the recorder, who will blush with regret, and who will join the heavenly chorus? Those who live by the spirit of love will know joy and harmony in the everlasting dance of the cosmos. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, honoring, remembering, and offering thanks for your presence that is in us as us, that permeates, that animates, that enlivens us. We know that of ourselves we can do nothing, but it is your spirit within that quickens, renews, replenishes, heals, restores, and blesses us in all our needs. As we rest in this awareness, we can surrender all that is of concern, all that is troubling, all that is causing us to be overwhelmed or despair. As we come consciously into this time, knowing that truly your presence, your power, your life is that which can do all things. Our teacher reminded us that with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So whatever it is we are facing, whatever needs that need to be met, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. We know that as we step away and step aside from that constant narrative that plays in our heads, we can hear the still small voice of your spirit, ever guiding, ever directing, ever illuminating our path. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, thou who art the absolute mystery. There's so much happening across our globe at this time. The fires in California, the floods in Asia, the droughts in Africa, and everything else that is happening across our globe. We hold it all in our hearts, knowing that the divine intelligence that is everywhere present knows what to do and how to do it. May we stay open for whatever it is our part to do in order to bring peace, harmony, equality, and justice to our world. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, purify our hearts and minds that we may remember that love is our reason for being, that we are made in the image and likeness of love, that we are here to express love to ourselves, to our neighbors, to all. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for no one, for those who have no one to pray for them, we're remembering them now. For those without shelter, for those without a country to call their own, for those that have been separated from their families, for all peoples of this earth. We hold in our heart all sentient beings, the wing, the hoof, the fin. May we stop polluting the waters, the land, and the air of our beautiful planet. May we remember that we are but caretakers, and that this planet belongs to no one. And may we honor and nurture it as it honors and nurtures us. Beloved, you know that what our individual needs are, and so right here, right now, I surrender them to you, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it, for all our concerns, for all our needs, for all our desires. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. Take a deep breath in, allow this prayer to resonate within you. Please repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing
unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take another deep breath in and allow that prayer of intention to fill your soul. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.